From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Islamic State pushes back in Syria, where at least six Jordanian border guards were killed and several wounded in a car bomb attack early today outside a Syrian refugee camp. Islamic State fighters in Syria have pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and attacked U.S.-backed Syrian rebels outside the IS-held town of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zun says it underscores the insurgents' continued efforts.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq. They have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
The UN said Monday it was unable to deliver food and medical aid to most besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with agency employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel statement on U.S.-Syria policy, calling the statement well-written and very good. His spokesman is John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The 51 mostly mid-level officials have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency slumped 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease economic hardship. This is VOA News. According to partial transcripts released Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons at an Orlando, Florida nightclub on June 12th called himself an Islamic soldier and threatened to strap hostages into explosive vests during phone calls with authorities. Lee Bentley is the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation of the mass shooting.
We wanted to release the transcripts at this time so that the public would have a better idea of the timeline during the morning hours of June 12th, and also so that you would have a better idea of what the law enforcement officers on the ground were dealing with when they made the decision to enter the nightclub.
The authorities believe that Omar Mateen, who was killed in a shootout with police, was acting alone with no direct assistance from Islamist militant networks. In releasing the full transcripts later in the day, authorities said that they had previously been trying to be sensitive to victims' families and not provide publicity for a terrorist group. In Afghanistan Monday, more than 20 people, including 14 Nepali security guards, were killed and several others wounded in multiple bombings. A Taliban spokesman claimed the deadliest attack on a minibus carrying the security guards who work for the Canadian embassy in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday hosted actress Angelina Jolie to host the UN's World Refugee Day. The special envoy for the UN High Commission for Refugees warned against turning backs on the plight of the 65 million refugees displaced by conflict in the past year.
To do that would be naive, irresponsible, and dangerous. We face a very clear choice: to continue as we are and see displacement and insecurity grow, or to come together with other nations and find a new approach, one that does not focus solely on aid and resettlement, but on solution, stability, and returns.
Jolie warned against a rising tide of intolerance and xenophobia directed at refugees, an apparent reference to the migrant refugee crisis gripping Europe for the past 2 years. Supporters of Venezuela's opposition waited in long lines Monday to verify their signatures as part of a lengthy process to request a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition leaders have submitted 1 million signatures for the recall, far more than the 200,000 needed to proceed to the next step. The verification process is expected to continue through Friday. Opponents blame Mr. Maduro's socialist policies for the country's food and medicine shortages, rampant inflation, and power cuts. And excessive heat warnings have been issued across much of the United States, Southwest, and Southern California, where dangerously high temperatures have already killed at least 4 people, mostly in Arizona. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.